Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Rack Express. Thanks for pressing the download button on today's podcast. It is a new year. Happy 2017. And right off the gate, we are giving something away. The second annual Krypton Compete for a Cure is happening on February 4th at the Chesapeake Conference Center. And we are giving away a free entrant, a free registration for a team. They've allowed us to give one away for the podcast, and that's what we're going to do right off the bat. So all you have to do, if you want to win this exclusive registration from the Big Red Express, I posted this on Facebook. So go to Facebook, go to the comment section below this post, and tag your teammate, and type in your team name. The first person, the first team to do that, will win a free registration for the Krypton Compete for a Cure. All proceeds, all donations that are accumulated throughout that event directly go, I believe it's 100% of the donations and the proceeds go directly towards St. Jude Children's Regional or Children's Medical, Children's Research Hospital. And it's just an incredible event that we were a part of last year. I'll be running the mic again this year with my boy Joshy G. From California, so he's going to be in town for that event. Excited to throw around some things and really get it out there, and I want you guys to be involved, and that's why we are doing this free registration. So go ahead, comment the first person that comments their partner's name and also their team name will win a free registration for the Krypton Compete for a Cure event on February 4th. So got a lot of things coming up, guys. We're just kind of go through it. It's going to be a pretty short episode to start off the new year, but a lot of things coming up, you know, for the new year as well. But, you know, obviously, as a lot of people know, we've got Wadapalooza coming up. I'll be back down there on the mic in South Florida. And, you know, it's going to be so much fun to be back down there with some guys and some ladies down there on the mic running it and just really just having a great time. Some other big things. I got a very busy month going into February as well. So I'm off this weekend. Was supposed to have Girls Gone RX, but that didn't, you know, pan out as well as I thought it was going to. Didn't get enough teams, so that is not happening. We go right into Wadapalooza next week. I'm leaving on Wednesday, and then right after we do that, we will be. The next week we'll be at Team Grit. That's at the Hampton Roads Convention Center out in Hampton, Virginia. So stop by, you'll see me, and we'll be setting up shop there as well. And of course, the last weekend in January, I believe it's the 28th and 29th, we will be up in Richmond doing a lot of traveling this month, but excited to do that. We'll be up in Richmond for the Super Fit National Championships. Going to see some of the fittest men and women in Super Fit and on the East Coast throw down and really enjoy them and kind of get that whole thing. I love Super Fit. It's been a great company to be a part of the last year, and I'm excited to kind of grow with that as well. And then on the 4th, of course, right after the Super Fit, got that CrossFit or the Kryptons Compete for a Cure at the Chesapeake Conference Center. So make sure you guys go check that out as well. If you guys have any questions about any of these events coming up, you want to register, feel free to shoot me an email, Robbie@BigRedExpressPodcast.com. Shoot me a message on Instagram, Big_Red_Express, any of those. Just, you know, get in touch with me on social media, however you want to do it. But we love to hear from you. We love getting your feedback and things like that. So we are back on the horse again for another year. Same old sponsors, and it's the greatest sponsors of all. RX Pro Shop has been nothing but supportive of me and of my journey. And, you know, we are about to amp that up 100% in 2017. A lot more interviews, a lot more things that we're going to have available for you guys. Some in-depth interviews. We're going to be doing some video podcasts, some, you know, kind of day in the life of different athletes, trying to get Ben on the podcast again plenty of times. And just, you know, we are going to be expanding it a lot more for 2017. And it all starts with you guys, the listeners, the fans, and we couldn't be more excited. Bruno Perdido is going to jump back on board for another year, and we are super excited to have Bruno Perdido just a part of the Big Red Express family. They've been one of the biggest supporters ever since we reached out to them last year. And, you know, they've been nothing but great for us and to us. And we love returning the favor and, you know, having them as a sponsor on our podcast. If you guys are in Chesapeake, go check them out. Burrito Perdido on Cedar Road. They've got such good stuff. I probably will go get them for dinner. But it's absolutely incredible. It's a locally grown, organic, you know, everything's local. They don't own a can opener. They don't kind of trick you to saying that, you know, they've got certain things. If they got it, they've got it. And it's all local. They don't own a can opener, like I said. So go ahead and ask them. They won't be able to show you one because they don't own one in that place. But so many things going on. So many great things happening here for the Big Red Express going into 2017. You know, what else is there to say? I hope you guys had a great holiday, a great Christmas. Go check out that Team Grid interview that I had with Jim Koski last week. It was the latest episode, so if you guys go to iTunes, you guys can subscribe there, rate, review, all that jazz, and so much more stuff. And really, guys, this is where you guys are going to get involved more, and we want to get you guys involved more and more, and we are excited to do that every single day. And there's so many things going on in the CrossFit, and CrossFit is, you know, expanding ridiculously. I know I'm going to talk briefly here in just a couple of seconds about the new Nano 7s. I got an up close and personal look at them today and kind of give you my first thoughts on the look. I haven't tried them on yet, but hopefully we can arrange that sometime soon. But guys, a lot of things going on in 2017, and I'm excited to involve you all in there as well. So it is Wednesday. The big announcement today was that Reebok officially announced that they released the Nano 7. It's kind of strange, in my opinion, because normally I think it's a little early for them to be releasing a new pair of shoes. I don't know if they felt the pressure that Nike just released the Metcons, and so they needed to release a new shoe. But normally you don't get the shoes until a couple months before the games. And them releasing it at the first of the year, it's almost like, are they afraid of Nike? Are they, you know, do they need to release something as great as Nike or as good as Nike? And when you look at the shoe to begin with from the outside and from just a look at it from far away, it looks like the Nike Metcon. And I've never tried on a pair of Metcons, so I can't, you know, compare and contrast the feel. I don't know how it works, you know, when they work out or whatever. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where when I look at a CrossFit shoe, I think of Reebok first and foremost. I don't, you know, I've obviously never had a pair of Metcons. I have a pair of Noble trainers that Noble sent me, and I love them. I've never worked out in them, but I think they're great shoes to work out in. I mean, obviously, a lot of the biggest CrossFit athletes wear those shoes. So, you know, I think right now the race for supremacy in the CrossFit shoe game is between Nike and Reebok. I don't think that's ever going to change unless something changes with Reebok. You know, there are plenty of other companies, you know, like Innovate, Noble, you know, other companies out there that are trying to keep up, keep pace. And there are tons of people that actually enjoy those type of brands as well. And I think once you move forward into the brand of, you know, of CrossFit, and especially with the announcement a couple weeks ago, or, you know, about a month or so ago about, you know, Progenics pulling out as a sponsor, and are any other sponsors going to be following suit in the coming years? And I don't know what the big picture plan is for the CrossFit Games moving forward, but at the end of the day, it's a business. They got to have what they got to have, and I really think that's the smartest thing. You know, in the end of the day, it's about who's going to give you the most amount of money. And I think the CrossFit athletes are going to say that. Until we see a union type of thing where all the athletes and really everyone that's a CrossFit athlete has to, you know, wear certain shoes. And obviously we see at the games that no athlete's allowed to wear Nike shoes or Noble shoes. They have to wear Reebok, Nanos, Lifters, you know, what have you. You know, so I think that's very smart in Reebok that they have that exclusivity to the CrossFit Games. But I definitely think that, you know, in the coming years, I don't know when Reebok's contract expires with the CrossFit Games, But when they do, I would not be surprised if the CrossFit Games went fishing to Nike or started charging Reebok a lot of money, you know, for that title sponsorship. So it'll definitely be interesting. Like I said, guys, I haven't tried out the Nano 7s. I love my Nano 6s. I think Nano 6s are the best Nano that Reebok has made. But again, I've never tried. I know they're a little bit more narrow. The Nano 7 is. They advertise, if you saw on our Facebook and our Instagram, that they're great for rope climbs. So maybe if you love climbing rope, that's something you want to look in to as well. But guys, that's going to do it for the first episode of 2017. Don't forget, if you haven't done so already, go to our Facebook page underneath this post for this episode, comment your team name and your other team member. The first person to the first team to do that will win a free registration courtesy of the Big Red Express. All right, guys, until next week, thank you guys so much. A lot of things coming on in 2017. I want to hear from you guys. Who do you want on? What do you want me to talk about? All that and much, much more coming up in the new year. Have a great day.